This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, April 9, God's Battle. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 14. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Am I leading a rebellion," said Jesus, "that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled." Then everyone deserted him and fled. A young man, wearing nothing but a linen garment, was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. Jesus doesn't take up arms, and his disciples flee. This is an interesting scenario. The disciples were willing to fight for Jesus against an armed crowd, but they were apparently too afraid to stand by peacefully while Jesus was arrested. This is especially interesting in light of the earlier part of the story, when three of the disciples kept falling asleep while they were supposed to be supporting Jesus as he prayed. The disciples did not do well at that time either. Perhaps if the disciples had been able to support Jesus in his prayers, they would have known better how to support him in his arrest and trial. As it was, they weren't able to support Jesus on either occasion. They couldn't support him because they didn't yet understand God's battle. The Son of God did not come to start a physical rebellion. Neither his enemies nor his disciples understood that. Jesus came to conquer the world spiritually. His enemies couldn't stand up to his teaching, and his disciples didn't know how to support his spiritual battle. By willingly dying for our sins and then rising from the dead, Jesus won the spiritual war. Jesus proved that violence, war, and actions like that will not save the world. Jesus had the spiritual power to do good in the face of evil. And that's what saved the world. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, you battled evil at the spiritual level using your goodness. Help us to follow you in doing that. Teach us what is good and guide us to do good when we face up to evil. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.